Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right, welcome back to another episode of This with Krish. Sorry I've been MIA for the past, week or so. We've been busy getting the studio ready. We've got much more stuff coming in here, so it's going to be exciting. A lot more action happening over on the website, thiswithkrish.com. But again, welcome back. Now, today's episode is a little bit unorthodox of what the content that I typically share. But I did want to get on and share this today, okay? Because I am convinced there's quite possibly a genetic condition that affects men around the world, across cultures, across generations, and it's what I like to call, I don't even know if this is actual like diagnoses, but I call it MID-D, male instruction deficiency disorder. Okay, and if you're wondering what the symptoms are, I'm going to tell you. Don't worry, I'll share. If you have untouched instruction manuals sitting right next to the project, then you might have MID-D. Increased confidence unrelated to any actual skill around getting that job done, you have it. If you have a deep belief that, you know, you feel like you've seen this before, maybe on YouTube or TikTok, and now you think you can do it, you have this disorder. And if you have if you think that you have the ability to build anything at all, you don't. You have this. If you're a man listening to this, don't feel offended because you know this is true. There's a handful of people that are truly skilled, men or women, that can do this stuff. Now, if you're a woman listening, you're probably, you know, sitting there nodding your head right now to the point where your neck hurts. Now, let me tell you how it plays out in the Dogya household, okay? Look, I guess the first example I want to give is the Amazon box, you know, the packaging of a table that you might have bought or whatever. There's no psychological test more accurate than the moment a man opens an Amazon box, especially if it contains something that requires assembly. Now, this is how women will treat that box that needs to be, built or whatever, right? You'll open the box, simple. You'll read the instructions, they'll lay out all the parts, and they'll build this, whatever it is, correctly the first time. Men, at least, I can't speak for all men, but this is what I do. I will dump everything out like it's a yard sale, okay? In every nook and cranny, every corner of this room, it will have parts of this, whatever I'm building. And then I'll proceed to immediately throw away the box, because I hate the box and the styrofoam, I have to get that out of there. And typically, the instructions were in there somewhere, and they're gone. And then I'll say to myself, maybe even out loud, that this does not look hard at all. And I start building the thing, using the wrong screws. I'll start YouTubing and Googling, you know, the manual after I make the mistake and have to take things apart. I always end up, you know, with extra screws. That's the whole thing. There could be a piece in there that literally says, warning, this side facing up, or you will avoid the law of physics, and I'll still ignore it and get it wrong. Okay. Right before our son was born, my mother-in-law and father-in-law bought us a crib, but I had to put it together. And that was the only time in our entire, you know, marriage that we thought would get divorced over something that it had literally had 262 pieces. Okay. That's not furniture. That's a relationship test. This baby crib had like, you know, the diaper changing station on one side, and it had like screws that you can only fit like half an Allen key in it. I have to say I cursed so much. It was, the instructions, I don't even think it was in English, if I recall correctly. It was just wild. And I was out there with my chest out, and I was like, I don't need instructions. I got this. And fast forward like two and a half hours, I'm still at step three, and this wood plank is like upside down, and the screws didn't match. And the back of this crib, like the diaper changing part, was like facing the wall, and it was supposed to be the other way. It was a whole thing. And then Shannon walked in, and she doesn't say, "I told you so." She just gives me that wife smile. And granted, we had only been married not even a year at that point, or maybe just north of a year. But it was just, you know, the look that she gave me was, "I love you, but you're an idiot." I'll never forget, you know, one of the best parts about moving from Atlanta to Texas and selling the house was we got to sell that crib, because there were so many bad memories with that thing. I hated that crib. Anyway, sorry, I'm reminiscing. But let's, the real science behind why men don't read instructions. I actually looked this up. I did some research on it. There are real studies, right? Psychologists and sociologists all confirming what I think I already knew and we already know, that men oftentimes overestimate their abilities, right? It's a shocker, I know. Studies show men consistently rate themselves more capable at practical skills than they really are. Women, on the other hand, they follow the directions because they actually want things to work. Kudos to the women, okay? Men interpret complexity as a challenge. And I'm not a psychologist or a sociologist. I've done some research on the topic because I found it quite intriguing, right? If you've ever seen a guy open a complicated box and say, "Oh, this is going to be fun." Women just want it done, right? Men want to feel like they've conquered something. It's like the conquest of building and completing. Men, at least, again, speaking for myself, but men hate admitting they don't know something, okay? Instructions typically for us men equals admitting weakness. Google search, on the other hand, or ChatGPT or what have you, Perplexity or whatever, is actually seeking wisdom. And asking your wife for help, unthinkable, right? That's not the direction we want to go in. Men think faster equals better. Not necessarily, or at all. Because when you're building something, you want to take your time and make sure you don't skip steps, right? Even though skipping steps saves time. Ironically, it takes 3 times longer when you build something backwards. So let's talk about kids' toys for a second, because we're approaching the holidays and there's a lot of building that has to happen if Santa's bringing you stuff that's not already pre-assembled. Nothing humbles a father more than trying to assemble a play kitchen at like 11:55, and you still got to go down and eat the milk and cookies, right? For Santa. But like a play kitchen or a simple bike was supposed to be simple, but you know that if your kid gets on that thing, they're going to fall right off. Or anything, really, anything made by Fisher Price. I don't know what it is. These companies have like some level of you know, degrees in chaos. You open the box and immediately question your life's decisions, and that is 1,000% the truth. Okay. Last Christmas, I tried to put together something for Liam and Brinley, and by the time I realized that instructions weren't optional, I had already, okay, I already had so many extra pieces just laying around, and I was, you know, thinking, I was like missing the screws, those little washers. I've never really known where to put the washers. You know, a part that definitely should not bend. And let me talk about the screws for a second. They'll be like a smidge difference in size, and all of them fit the same hole. And so you, like, now you can't like fasten something together because you use a longer screw in another place. Now I'm just, again, like venting and ranting as well. But you know what? They did their homework. They put it in the instructions. I just never read them. Okay. You know, when my wife asks me to fix something, I have to ask, did I really fix it? was I doing it correctly? It's debatable, right? The kids' toys, I mean, did the kids love it? Absolutely. But I also worry that things are going to fall apart when on them. And that is male engineering, okay? The wife's reactions, that's just the tax that you pay when they have to tell you that I told you so moments. Women do not all react the same way, okay? Let's break it down. Let's break down how your wife, your spouse, women in general will react to men who don't use instructions, okay? And my wife goes through all of these, okay? But there's a silent observer, okay? And they'll be sitting there with their arms crossed, you know, watching you struggle, waiting for you to crack and say, hey, babe, can you hold this for me? Can you hold the instructions and just tell me? Then there's other women. And again, like my wife does a little bit of all of these, depending on her mood that day. The active supervisor, right? So she's reading out the instructions out loud while you pretend you can't hear her. There's also the fixer, right? So she'll wait until you mess up. Sorry, I had to chuckle. And then she'll be like, move, just move, I'll do it. Which is actually okay with me because if we're at that point, it was meant for her to step in. Okay. There's the therapist person who'll say like, it's okay, babe, it's not your fault. Some people just need instructions. And it's almost like sarcastic and it's a nudge and a dig, but also okay. Look, all jokes aside, here's the real reason. And this, you know, again, I literally researched this topic because it was that interesting to me. Men love building things because it makes us feel useful, okay? Makes us feel helpful and capable, like we're contributing something real and tangible. You guys feel me on that, right? Even if we go the wrong way about it. Like recently, I wanted to put hardwood floors upstairs, a hole upstairs, and I'll tell you, I went to Home Depot and took this hardwood class or whatever and watched a bunch of YouTube videos and TikToks. I got this. And I literally ripped out the carpet in my kids' playroom and it just sat there for like 3 months until we paid someone to do it. There's something about putting your hands on a project and thinking, man, I can create this. And typically I can, but it's always not good quality, okay? It gives us a sense of purpose. It's some sort of pride. It's a small way of saying, yeah, I've got this, right? I'm a provider and I can build. We were meant as humans to do things and build things. I love carpentry and painting and things like that, but I'm also not really good at it. I'm just subpar. We just don't always choose the most efficient route when we're trying to do these things, right? Faith ties in here. Instructions we should definitely read. Here's where I'm going to poke at all of this, right? We'll skip instructions on IKEA furniture or Amazon furniture or whatever it is. But we also tend to skip life's instructions when God gives them to us, right? We'll try to force things and, you know, put a screw in where a screw doesn't go in or miss pieces and build things out of order. Again, like using the wrong pieces, right? We also like to pretend we know what we're doing when we don't. Now, the Bible, okay? You knew I was going to go there, but the Bible, that book is full of actual instructions, okay? A lot of times your Bible just sit there and almost speak to you and say, are you going to open me or are you just going to wing life today? A lot of us do. We just like to do the winging, right? Sometimes the difference between frustration and clarity is simply reading what's already been given to you and provided to you in written form, okay? It's, again, look, when I finally read the manual, I don't know. I guess I feel like Years ago, I was building something. I guess it was in the garage. You know what? No, it wasn't. It was the, what was it? It was the, I was going to put a new master shower in, into the house and back in Atlanta. And it took me 3 years and never did finish it. And we actually did finish it so we could list our house and sell it. I messed up so many times. And I remember her walking into that master bathroom and seeing the disaster. And she said, you know what, like, I think I was trying to put up a shower door at that point. And she goes, just read this, try this. And I swallowed my pride and I followed the steps and it worked. Even though we didn't finish the shower that step, but I did actually read something, that the instructions for the shower door that she provided to me. And it worked. And sometimes the instruction manual isn't a sign of weakness, is all I'm trying to say. It's a shortcut to peace, just like when you read the Bible. Or your holy book, or just deeply profound text, whatever, right? So anyway, again, really short, really random to get back into the swing of things of some of the new content that we're going to be creating in this new studio. So we just painted this wall black. We've got some lighting coming in. We got the new signage coming in. But look, this is a short episode. Subscribe on YouTube, listen on Spotify, anywhere we are streamed. And if this, you know, episode made you laugh, think, or feel, share it with a friend. I'll see you in the next one. And as always, I love y'all. Bye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.